Port of Seattle commissioners stood by their decision Tuesday to pay some 650 employees close to $5 million in bonus pay, even though a routine state audit found the payments violated Washington's Constitution. Still, as Anna Boyko Wyrock reports, the port will attempt to get some of the money back and is weighing future legal action.
Following the audit, the port is currently seeking repayment of close to $18,000 from eight employees who should not have been paid in the first place. Former port CEO Ted Fick, who resigned last week, also gave himself an extra $24,500 in pay, but he kept that fact from commissioners until later. At a meeting Tuesday afternoon, commissioners reflected on the events that led them to grant employees a one-time bonus worth 7% of their salary. The idea was to boost morale and retain good employees in the midst of vast organizational changes, including increasing the work week from its decades-long tradition of 37.5 hours to 40 hours a week. Commissioner Stephanie Bowman defended the bonus pay because the changes put employees under a lot of stress.
The turmoil and the angst that they were experiencing was unprecedented in my professional experience.
Port lawyer Craig Watson said the payments had passed legal review.
I am confident in our analysis, and I don't know that we would have necessarily done it differently.
But the Washington Auditor's Office determined the payments violated the state constitution because employees were given incentive pay, but the port didn't have any benchmarks to measure them against. The port says it's conducting a legal review to see if state law mandates they take further action. For KUOW, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock.